gentlemen, welcome to class number 39 of the RAMP. That is the RAMP to the Highway of Success course for young men. I am Daniel White, the third chairman of the National Association to Save Young Black Men in partnership with the Martin Luther King Senior Institute for Young Men and Young Women. The Institute aims to honor the legacy of Martin Luther King Sr., commonly referred to as Daddy King, whom God used to raise the great leader, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Our purpose is to guide young men and young women and help them get on the path to becoming kings and queens, if you will, for the glory of God. I am your instructor for this course and the author of the Essence National best-selling book, Letters to Young Black Men. We are using that book as the text and its study guide to guide you through the course. The study guide was developed with the help of Jamie McCollum, MDiv, Truett Theological Seminary, and Charles Garrett, MDiv, Southwestern Theological Seminary. This course is for all young men, but especially for young black men and young men of color who oftentimes have a difficult journey in this great country called America. I call this class the RAMP to the Highway of Success because my goal is to simply get you on the ramp. As a young man, you ought to be able to make it from there. In other words, out of respect for you as a young man, my job is simply to get you on the ramp and point you in the right direction, not to tell you all of the details once you get onto the Highway of Success. For we are all different. With God, you can do great things. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for this time together once again. And Lord, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. For Lord, I am sure that others who are listening to me have sinned this past week as I have. And Lord, I pray that you would fill us all with the power of your Holy Spirit. We praise you and we thank you for all of the many and manifold blessings you have bestowed upon us. And we pray that you would continue to bless us, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the path that you would have us to go. And help us not to veer to the left or to the right. Help us to stay on the straight and narrow for your glory, praise, and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Today, dear friend, we are going to continue our study titled, With All Thy Getting, Get Wisdom and Understanding. As we begin this lesson, consider these words from John Wooden, the great basketball coach of the UCLA Bruins. He said, "Talent is God-given, be humble. Fame is man-given, be grateful. Conceit is self-given, be careful." Let's begin by reading the portion from Letters to Young Black Men, which our lesson is based on. In closing this letter, let me also say that if you want to be wise, it is wise to walk or hang with wise men. King Solomon said in Proverbs 13:20, "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." Dear YBM, even though it feels good and may look cool, please don't hang with fools. Because if you do, you will eventually become a fool yourself. pick out those guys who are wise and hang with them and be a wise guy, if you will, yourself. Proverbs 4:7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. A word to the wise. Your friend Daniel. Now, brethren, please pull out your printed study guide or your digital study guide as we begin this lesson. If you do not have your study guide, you can buy it on Amazon.com. If you want to be wise, it is wise to walk or hang with wise men. If you hang with fools, you will eventually become a fool yourself. Read the following verse and note what it says about your choice in friends. Proverbs 12:26 says, the righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. To be wise, you must be aware of the things and people that tend to influence you. Whether you see it or not, the friends you spend the most time with will always affect the way you think, talk, and act. Thus, it is crucial, gentlemen, that you are extremely cautious in choosing who or what will fill your time and your mind. If you hang out with an individual who is seeking after the things of this world, which amount to nothing, it is likely you will soon find yourself possessing the same priorities and dead-end goals. However, if you wisely choose companions that love the Lord and deeply desire to know Him more, your own hunger and thirst for godly things will grow. In the end, your life will be full of opportunities to make a positive difference, and you will be richly blessed. To be wise, you must be aware of the things and people that tend to influence you. Whether you see it or not, the friends you spend the most time with will always affect the way you think, talk, and act. Thus, it is crucial that you are extremely cautious in choosing who or what will fill your time. If you hang out with an individual who is seeking after the things of this world, it is likely that you will soon find yourself possessing the same priorities and dead-end goals. However, if you wisely choose companions that love the Lord and deeply desire to know Him more, your own hunger and thirst for godly things will grow. In the end, your life will be full of opportunities to make a positive difference, and you will be richly blessed. In conclusion to today's lesson, review the characteristics of wisdom. Do you truly desire to be wise, or are you content with coasting through life, never really challenging yourself to live to your full potential? If you can honestly say you prefer the wisdom route, review the process of attaining it. Is this possession of wisdom important enough for you to fear God, prize His word, strive daily to be more like Christ, and humble yourself continuously? Now, brethren, just do it. Take a moment to intentionally ask God for wisdom. When approaching Him with a humble and pure heart, you can rest assured that your request will be met. However, do not end with that. Rise up from your prayer with a newfound commitment to walk in the way of the wise. This path has no room for ungodly friends, but those who love the Lord make for great company. If you remain on this narrow path, your life will surely stand apart from most everyone you know. In the end, you will know your Father with an intimacy you never imagined possible. Let's pray, gentlemen. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for allowing us to get together one more time. And Lord, through the technology that you have wrought, Young man might be driving down the road and listening. Another may be sitting in his bedroom listening. Another person halfway around the world, for this podcast reaches around the world, may be standing at a bus station. Lord, we thank you for making the classroom, thank you, Lord, for making the world a classroom now. And give your choice young men wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For we know that all people are not going to gravitate to something like this, but you have your choice young men who will. And we pray that you'll bless them and lead them and guide them and direct them onto the ramp to the highway of success. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. In closing today, dear friend, you might recall I said in the past, and I'll say it again, Tony Dungy, the first black coach to win the Super Bowl and the host of NBC's Sunday Night Football, said, "You are never going to get anywhere in sports or in life until you become convinced of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You may become a professional athlete or have fame and nice cars and nice houses and a lot of money, but what you'll find is that all of that stuff goes away pretty quickly. You have to understand that Christ died for our sins, and that he died not just to be our Savior, but so that he could be the center of our lives. Now, like many of you, I grew up in a very religious and church-going family, and during that time I often heard the phrase, being saved. Now, much of what the church people I grew up around said being saved was back then, especially in my community, is wrong according to the Bible. I wrote an article about it titled On Being Saved in Black America, which is available for you to read free of charge on our website at gospellightsociety.com. Right now, I want to share with you very briefly what the Bible says being saved really is. First, understand, dear friend, that you need to be saved because you are a sinner. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, understand that a horrible punishment, that is, eternal hell, awaits those who are not saved. In Matthew 25:41, Jesus Christ said that God will say to those who are not saved, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Third, realize that God loves you very much and wants to save you from hell. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to be saved from hell today and be guaranteed a home in heaven when you die, simply believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shall be saved. Simply believe in Jesus Christ, that he died, was buried, and rose from the dead for your sins and for mine and the entire world's. And then call upon him in prayer and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you. If he can save me, he can save you. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is the most important decision you will ever make in your life. Dear friend, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, I'll see you for our next class. God bless you.